Hey everybody, and welcome back to MedTalks. In this episode, we'll be exploring the demographics and statistics of COVID, and specifically, what important things you should know about the current global pandemic.
May I come in?
Yes, of course.
Okay, Professor. My family and I took the COVID test as you told us, and we were all negative, except for my grandmother, unfortunately.
Oh no. I hope she gets well soon.
Yes, thank you. And by the way, Professor, why did my grandmother get COVID while neither my parents nor I got COVID?
That's because COVID mainly affects older populations rather than younger ones. As I said in my previous lesson, a young and healthy individual would be less likely to develop severe symptoms than an old individual with a damaged immune system.
Yeah, but how much more does it affect the older population than the younger population?
In the United States, at least 95% of the current deaths have been attributed to individuals who are above the age of 50.
Whoa, that is a big percentage of deaths. Does that mean younger individuals can't die from COVID?
Definitely not. It just means that younger individuals are more likely to be in better health. However, there are still instances of where younger people have died or faced serious symptoms from COVID.
Ah, okay. So are there any other contributors to COVID infections other than age?
Of course. Some other contributors are gender and race. Males are more likely to be infected with COVID than females, and they are also more likely to have severe symptoms and hospitalizations than females. For the race aspect, 178 African Americans die per 100,000 individuals infected, while only 95 Asians and 124 white individuals die. So yes, there are other contributors to COVID infections and deaths other than age.
And are these statistics the same for most countries in the world, or?
Probably not. Different countries have different situations and demographics, and will be affected differently from the virus. For example, Italy took a huge toll from the virus last year because most of Italy's population was over 50. The financial and demographic situation of the country determines its resistance and effectiveness in preventing COVID infections and deaths.
Oh, I see. So is it sort of like a rich person, or in this case, a country, has more money in the bank and can afford to spend more money to protect themselves from COVID, while the less rich countries don't have as much money to spend on COVID prevention stuff, so they will be most vulnerable to COVID?
Yes, that is a good way to put it.
Okay, that makes sense. But instead of any specific country, how is the world doing against COVID?
Around 175 million people have been infected with COVID in the world, and around 3.5 million people have died, which makes the death rate about 2% and the infection rate about 0.02%.
So, what happened to the remaining 170 million people who didn't die?
Around 160 million of them recovered already, and 10 million of them are still receiving treatment. So, don't be worried. There's a lot of research and funding going into eliminating the virus.
Ah, okay. That is relieving. So, what sorts of treatments are available for everyone right now?
The COVID vaccine is a treatment that is available. But as I said earlier in this lesson, poorer countries can't afford to buy enough of the vaccines to protect themselves.
So then how do they become resistant to COVID if they can't buy an adequate amount of vaccines?
Rich countries who have already vaccinated most of their populations are supporting poorer countries by donating vaccines. I think President Biden in the recent G7 summit has agreed to donate 500 million doses of the vaccine, and the other G7 leaders are willing to combine forces to donate a total of 1 billion doses towards poorer countries.
Wow, that's great to hear that countries are helping each other fight a global pandemic. How have vaccination rates been in countries like the US?
In the US, 306 million doses have been given, and 142 million individuals have been fully vaccinated, which makes the vaccination rate in the US to be approximately 43%.
So, once a person has been vaccinated, are they less vulnerable to the virus or are they immune to it?
The individual who is fully vaccinated is considerably less vulnerable to the virus and has a minuscule chance of being infected with the virus. Although I won't say they're immune, their bodies and immune systems are much more prepared for future COVID infections.
So, does the COVID vaccine itself make one's immune system prepared to fight future COVID infections?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay. I remember in the last lesson, you talked about how there are different variants of the COVID virus. Does the COVID vaccine's effectiveness change between different variants?
Yes, it does. Although not by substantial amounts, the COVID vaccine that is available now works efficiently on some variants of COVID and works less efficiently on others. However, the COVID vaccine is designed to work efficiently and effectively on most COVID variants.
So, I received my flu shot recently, and is the COVID vaccine similar to the flu vaccine, but different in the disease that they target?
Sort of. You're correct that the flu vaccine and COVID vaccine are different in the diseases that they target. But the COVID vaccine is substantially different from most vaccines. The COVID vaccine is an mRNA vaccine, which is a new type of vaccine that protects against infectious diseases. To trigger an immune response, most vaccines, including the flu vaccine, put a weakened or inactivated germ into our bodies, not mRNA vaccines. Instead, the mRNA vaccines teach our cells how to make a protein, or even just a piece of a protein, that triggers an immune response.
Oh, okay. So the most vaccines are like the flu vaccine, where they put a weak version of our disease in our body to make our immune system ready for further diseases. But the COVID vaccine teaches the cell how to make a part of the viral proteins, which signals an immune response and allows your immune system to be prepared for further infections.
Yep, that's correct.
Are there different types of vaccines, or is there only one type of COVID vaccine?
There are many types of vaccines from companies like Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and more. The Pfizer COVID vaccine is probably the best prevention treatment as of now, with an 89% vaccine effectiveness and prevention from the COVID infection. It is the safest and most reliable option.
Wow, that's great.
Please note that the Pfizer vaccine is available to everyone 12 years of age and older. Sooner or later, it will be available to all groups due to the immense amount of research and work put into this vaccine. After that, hopefully everyone will be vaccinated.
That's great news. I'll make sure that my family and I get vaccinated as soon as possible. Well, thank you for your time. I have to go now, but I'll visit soon.
Bye. Have a good day. Thanks, everyone, for listening to our second episode of Med Talks. We hope you liked it. If you want to contact us or want more information, check out our Instagram page at medtalks_official. Stay tuned for our next episode about the COVID treatments and prevention methods, which is airing on June 21st. Stay safe and see you next time on Med Talks.